You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Death can be one of the hardest topics to talk about. The words, "you're going to die," may strike fear in the hearts of many people, but they state a simple fact that we can't deny, one that we oftentimes hide from. But in Oakland, death is taking center stage, in the spotlight, and stepping out in front of the curtain. People are creatively addressing death and mortality through storytelling, prose, poetry, and music. KALW's Joanne Marr reports.
My mother, her eyes were filled with tears and terror. She said, "I think Daddy's gone. I think he's not breathing."
An audience of 50 people listen with rapt attention as Eleanor Clement Glass tells the story of her dying father.
"I went to him and put my fingers on his neck. I think you're right, Mom. I can't feel a pulse. And then I saw her knees buckle and I grabbed her and we stumbled onto the bed. And she took his hand and she kissed it and she held it to her cheek and I held her. And we just lay there sobbing."
Eleanor is a storyteller with Stagebridge in downtown Oakland, the nation's oldest and most renowned theater company of older adults. The company started back in 1978 with a mission to enrich the lives of seniors through the performing arts. Today's show is a first for Stagebridge. It's called For Dying Out Loud. Eleanor and three other seniors share their stories on mortality and coping with the deaths of their parents and friends.
"These were stories that probably everybody has, but they don't have anyone to talk about it with. And we wanted to create a venue where we could share our stories and then hopefully spark discussion and thinking and feeling about living fully and dying."
And I run up to him and I grab him. I say, "Ron, Ron!" And he looks up and he has a blank stare. And I hear this sound come from him.
Ben Tucker, known on stage as Brother Ben, is another Stagebridge storyteller. Brother Ben is tall, with an imposing stage presence. He tells them about Ron, his good friend who died of a sudden heart attack while hiking in Berkeley's Tilden Park. In honor of Ron, Brother Ben and his friends installed a plaque on one of the park benches.
"And it says, Ronald V. Nelson, date of birth, date of death. And it says, riding off in the sunset. Happy trails." "Happy trails to you until we meet again." It was cathartic. I felt some emotions. I thought I had all the emotions out, but I did get emotional. But it helped me bring out that last little bit of grief and share it with the audience. And I could see the looks on their faces. And Ron was in the room. And I think he would have been very proud that he was being remembered in such a supportive group of people.
But not everyone is comfortable discussing death, let alone on stage in front of strangers. Many of us fear death or were in denial about the end of life. Some psychologists say accepting our own mortality can help us embrace life and live our lives more passionately.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to You're Going to Die, Poetry, Prose, and Everything Goes.
For the last 10 years, Ned Buskirk has hosted You're Going to Die at the Lost Church, an intimate theater in the Mission. The monthly event is an open mic featuring storytellers, poets, and musicians. Ned casually gets on stage wearing a T-shirt and baseball cap.
At the count of three, just everybody say, "I'm going to die" together. One, two, three. "I'm going to die."
Part of what we have too much of is death and dying and our heartbreaking mortal experience being a private matter. And I think what we desire more of is healing through connectedness and reminders that we're not alone.
All right, you guys in the bar, quiet down now. We're gonna do it. Yeah. Let's give it up for each other.
I leave the show and I feel more alive and connected than I did before it began. And I think maybe if I could argue anything happens at the shows, it's at least that. You feel less alone and more alive.
Let's see, Steven, you ready?
Yeah.
Get up for Steven.
You're Going to Die started in Ned's apartment with a few of his friends after his mother passed away in 2003. It quickly grew and now draws a sellout crowd of at least 70 people, most of them in their 20s and 30s. The event attracts people from all walks of life, artists, doctors, and professionals.
A warrior feels her imminent death, senses it more intensely. Because she puts her body on the line, she risks her mind too, not knowing if her soul is invincible.
It's hard to say what brings everybody to You're Going to Die. It could be that someone's just lost someone and they meet a friend who says, you should go to this. It really helped me after my dad died or my friend died or after my breakup. And then I think other people come because what a fascinating thing to see people bear their deepest parts of themselves.
My biggest thought has been, I don't want this to be happening over and over again. That's all I think. And then at parties and social gatherings, talking to people about whatever and whatever, when all that's going in my head is, we're all gonna die, we're all gonna die.
I went through an experience not unlike that. You know, a death of the soul, a death of the heart, a death of this identity, this life that I had pieced together.
I'm really missing my dad this time of year. He has not died. He's just in Hawaii with his girlfriend.
You're Going to Die runs the gamut of emotions, from joy and ecstasy to grief and sadness. Performers can easily move Ned to cry one moment and laugh the next.
I mean, it's how it was when my mom died. You know, these long stretches of feeling just destroyed by sadness and despair and heartbreak, and suddenly finding euphoria or a moment of hilarity. There's something healthy about that.
The evening is winding down, but when the curtain closes tonight, the show isn't over for Ned Buskirk. You're Going to Die is also a nonprofit that does charitable work. This allows Ned to give center stage to local musicians who perform for hospice patients. And his prison program is an expressive outlet for grieving men at San Quentin. Ned's use of the creative arts has touched many people in the Bay Area and has helped normalize open discussions around death, the final act in our lives.
We're all gonna die. But look at us. Good night.
For Cross Currents, I'm Joanne Marr.
That was KELW's Joanne Marr. Support for that story came from the Gerontological Society of America, Journalists Network on Generations, and the Silver Century Foundation.